You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at the weekend is Tanya Milton, Vice President of the Savannah Tribune. Hey, Tanya.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm great. Also with us is Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar. Hi, Marianne.
Good morning.
And the fun this weekend begins tonight. We've got a benefit.
We do, out at Ghost Coast Distillery. Savannah Children's Choir is hosting 99 Reasons Why, so you can go and have a drink, learn all about their organization, and you get a raffle ticket to win one of 99 raffle prizes.
It's a lot of chances to win.
I know. I think I even feel good about that.
Yeah. Also tonight, there's a really interesting event happening out on Tybee.
Yeah, tonight they've got what they're calling the South Beach Walk, so you get an opportunity to visit the beach, and you leave from the Science Center on the South Beach, and you'll be joined by one of the knowledgeable science educators who are going to take you out and teach you all about the dynamics of Georgia's barrier islands and how important it is.
And also, the Savannah Voice Festival is still going on this weekend.
Yeah, the Voice Festival continues. So Friday, it's the Fab Four. You're going to travel back in time with the Age of Aquarius. This is the dawning of the... And then this concert, anyway, You'll be celebrating music from the 60s. And then on Saturday, you're going to experience the tragedy of a hopeless romance in the most profound performed opera of today. It's called La Traviata.
There is plenty going on Saturday, starting earlier in the day. Get on your bicycle.
That's right. Early in the morning is the 4th Annual Seersucker Bike Ride in Ardsley Park. They're meeting across the street from Savannah Arts Academy. Wear your seersucker suits, your seersucker dresses, you know, whatever you normally ride your bike in.
Of course.
But they do love you without seersucker. So go and enjoy a nice bike ride and meet some new people.
And then also on Saturday, there is a new group that's meeting.
There is. Really exciting. The Savannah Interagency Diversity Council is hosting the inaugural Diversity Summit. And it's a great way to get to know your neighbor, kind of hear about some changes coming. They really want to encourage be the change you want to see.
And Tanya, all weekend long, there is going to be quite a bit of fun going on. You're already dancing on Tybee.
Fun at Tybee. They've got the Equality Fest that's going to start on Friday and go through Sunday. And it's basically lots of love that they're going to be offering up. And Marianne, did you say they're going to be burlesque shows?
There is. I can't wait. There's going to be so many family activities, and they've got adult activities in the evening with burlesque shows. I mean, you can't go wrong. Tybee Island.
But there's more fun on Saturday night if you want to stay in Savannah instead.
Yes, we're not stopping this weekend. The annual Hops for Habitat fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity is Saturday night. And that's actually going to be at the new Two Tides Brewery. So you can get some beer, unlimited Big Bon pizza, live music, silent auction, and much more.
And then even more dancing. Tanya's already been dancing, but
she
we've got some. No, it's true. Well, she's got a place she can dance on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. You can go out to the JEA Boogie Nights, a 70s gala. Dress in your best 70s gear. Get ready to dance the night away. They've got cocktails by the Public Kitchen and Bar, a disco ball diamond wall.
Yay.
Whoa.
Okay.
I mean, I think that's all that needs to be said.
Sparkly Boogie event.
Nights.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that should be a lot of fun at the JEA.
Yay.
Well, Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And Tanya Milton of the Savannah Tribune, thanks for joining us.
Woohoo. Thanks for having me.
And have a great weekend, ladies.
Thanks, you too.